أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, fear Allah and let every soul look to that which it has sent ahead for tomorrow. Fear Allah, certainly Allah knows what you do. And do not become like those who forgot Allah, hence He caused them to forget themselves. They are the evildoers. The people of the fire, Jahannam, and the people of Jannah are not the same. The people of Jannah shall be successful. Note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to forget themselves in this ayah means and were unable to distinguish between right and wrong, and they did many sins which destroyed them. Jarir radiallahu anhu says that once at midday he was in the khidmat, in the service of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a group of the Mudhar tribe arrived. They were all bareheaded and barefooted and suffering starvation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very sad to see them in this condition and went into his home to get something for the visitors. The masjid after a while and ordered Bilal radiallahu anhu to call out the adhan. After performing the Zuhar Salah, he sat on the minbar, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read some ayat of the Qur'an Majid, including the one above. He then encouraged the people to give sadaqah before it becomes impossible to do so. And he repeated this by saying, you must give before you become unable to give. And give immediately whatever you can, a dinar, a dirham, a piece of cloth, a little wheat, barley, dates, or even a piece of a date. Hearing this, a man from the Ansar got up, went home, and brought a heavy bag full of things which he could hardly carry and presented it to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose face brightened with joy, and he said that whoever sets a good example shall get a reward for that, as well as the reward of those who follow his good example, without any decrease in the follower's reward. Similarly, if a person sets a bad example, it will be a sin for him, and he shall also get the sin of those who follow that example without any decrease in the follower's sin. When all the people left and returned with something to give, then all the people left and returned with something to give, some with a dinar, some with a dirham, and some with grain. The result was that there were two heaps of clothes and grain, etc., gathered in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were all distributed among the tribe of the Mudhar. A hadith sharif says, O people, send something in advance. The time is soon coming when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to you without a translator and without a screen, and will say, didn't my Rasul come to you with my commands? Did I not give you wealth? Was it not more than what you needed? What did you send in advance for your needs here? The man will look around and see nothing except Jahannam in front of him. The hadith sharif then says, whoever wishes to save himself must give sadaqah, even if it is a piece of a date. The blazing fire of Jahannam will be in front of the people, who will be shivering out of fear of being thrown into it at any moment, and they will be distraught because they had not given away everything in the worldly life, and for collecting money for imaginary needs, and for wasting it on useless things. When the eyes close, all needs disappear except the severe one, that is an escape from Jahannam which will keep warding a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.